The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You would not believe how many people ask me how to tell the difference between alligators and crocodiles. In nature, of course, they are very rarely found together. In fact, the only place I've ever seen the two coexisting is in the southern reaches of the Everglades National Park. But the two groups of reptiles do have some characteristic physical differences. Snout shape. Alligators have a wider, U-shaped snout, while crocodiles are more pointed and V-shaped. And their toothy grin. When their snouts are shut, crocodiles look like they're flashing their teeth, as their fourth tooth on each side of their lower jaw sticks up over the upper lip. While gators have an overbite, so when they close their mouths, all you see are top teeth. But of course, both gators and crocs are aquatic predators and have more similarities than differences. There are 23 species in all, divided into three families. One species of fish-eating gharial from India, 14 species of crocodile from the tropics, and 8 species of alligators, which include their close Latin American cousins, the caiman. Crocodilians appeared on the scene during the late Cretaceous period, some 100 million years ago.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.